Water, literal. I thirst. Twice in the Gospel of John, we meet a Jesus who expresses his own physical thirst. The first is in our reading this morning, in his encounter with the woman at Sychar. The second, as he hangs on the cross, exhausted and dehydrated from the beatings and blows he has received, and the exertion needed to carry on breathing. In each of these encounters, Jesus is powerless to help himself. At Sychar, if he wants a drink of water, he has no option but to ask a foreign woman, whose backstory is almost certainly very complicated. At Calvary, the dying Jesus craves water to moisten his lips and actually cries out, "I thirst." They, unnamed, but almost certainly Roman foot soldiers doing their duty, dip a sponge into vinegar, fix it onto a stick and hold it up to him. More foreigners. More people who don't know or understand who he is, and yet they respond to his need. Taken together, I find these accounts quite challenging. In the heat of the day and in the midst of life, Jesus can only get a drink if a Samaritan woman will allow him the use of her bucket. And in the middle of the afternoon at the end of his life, Jesus can only assuage his thirst if a Roman man will hold a wine-soaked sponge to his lips. This Jesus, the Word of God in human form, is powerless and depends on the kindness of those outside the boundaries of Judaism to meet his own most basic human needs. Found myself thinking of the parable in the Gospel of Matthew, where the righteous are asked, "When did we see you thirsty and give you a drink?" A righteous Samaritan and a righteous Roman.